I really believe that God is doing a lot of pruning in my life. And he'll do the same in your life too. He's not going to stop pruning you. Or, as the skit guys would always do, chisel. He's not going to stop chiseling you.
Goodbye 2020, hello 2021. Let's kick off this new year with a brand new season of the podcast. Hey guys, I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. I hope and pray that you're doing well. Welcome to a brand new season of Grace and Truth. Let's kick off this season with today's podcast entitled New Year, Same Mission, originally broadcasted live on Facebook on January 4th, 2021. Let's begin with prayer.
Father God, Adonai, we thank you that you are still with us. Lord, we thank you for this brand new year, even when we don't understand exactly what's going on. Lord, would you protect our essential workers, especially our nurses, as they continue to care for those who are definitely struggling with this virus. Would you be with us all right now? And as we start this new year, may we learn about the importance of putting others before ourselves with the gospel as our primary focus. And Lord, would you speak through me as your messenger this evening? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, and that ultimately what is said points to your gospel. And Lord, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, here we are, a brand new year, and it's been a mixed year for me. It really has. And the reason why it's been a mixed year is because I haven't been able to see my friends because of this whole issue of physical distancing because of coronavirus. And another setback is not being able to eat inside restaurants. If you know me, you would know that I love food. There's a reason why they call me Chew, but that's beside the point. I love food. And I love eating at restaurants with friends. And yeah, it costs money, but being able to be with friends and to really enjoy what I love to eat is so much fun. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that because of this pandemic. And it's not only been difficult for us mentally and emotionally, but it's also been really difficult for the restaurant owners. I am a strong supporter of local businesses. I can think of a number of local businesses that need a lot of encouragement during this difficult season. I mean, there's a Chinese restaurant that I love to go. I've gone there since I was a child. There's a Japanese restaurant that I've been going to since last year, and oh man, I love their bentos. And there's some Italian places that I love too. Not being able to eat at those restaurants has been difficult, to say the least, because I want to get out of the condo. Unfortunately, we can't do that because of this pandemic. And we're not able to sit down in those restaurants because we're not allowed to, and that's a bummer. So we were hoping that this would end in just a few months, but it turns out it never ended up like that. Now, there's another aspect to it. I think what also has been the cause of this slowing down is because people keep gathering. And yes, I understand gathering together as believers, congregating is very, very important. But what about the health of those who are really sensitive, especially those who are elderly? My grandparents on my dad's side and my grandmother on my mom's side are in their late 80s or early 90s. And they are very important to me. I really care about them. So I have to think about others rather than myself. A lot of people will always use their mental health saying, my mental health is important, though. I want to be with people. I struggle with mental health too. But tempted though I may be, I have to care about the people who I'm surrounding myself with, and that is my family. Now, some of you who've known me prior, a couple years ago, would have said, you don't sound the way you did when you were just leaving your previous church. That's a different circumstance. That's a totally different circumstance. That was in the area of spiritual growth. If I'm not growing spiritually, that's not going to help me in my walk with the Lord. And that's not good for my mental health. This is a different issue. We're talking about a virus. A virus that is obviously circulating all over this world and is killing people. This is where I have to think about others, by sheltering in place until this whole massacre is over. So I really want to encourage everybody to think about others. Don't be selfish. And I really take this seriously. I really do. Now, let's switch it over a bit. Let's talk about something positive. As I mentioned, this last year has been crazy. It's been mixed for me. Those are the negative aspects. Now, here's the positive aspect. The first being that that last year in April, God used my friends Sean and Devin and AJ, as well as a number of other people, to commission me to plant Intercom, which is the multi-church community Bible group that I facilitate on Wednesday nights. And I had been discouraged prior for leading that group from people who didn't want me leading a Bible study. But it was evident that God was calling me to plant it because there was a need for a Bible study. And so, having followed the example of my friends Javi and Jackie Guerrero for obeying the calling that God gives them, being commissioned by Sean and Devin to plant the group, and following a model that Gateway Bible Church used, Intercom Bible Fellowship is still alive and kicking because we chose to be obedient to the calling God gave us. And our foundation is here, the Bible, and the Bible alone. Another thing that I'm grateful for last year was being able to return to the church that I went to when I was in high school, CV First Baptist Church. Now, I never imagined myself going back, but when the church got a new elder board and got a new pastor, which, by the way, I strongly encourage you, if you ever watch online, please be sure to let CV First know that I recommended it to you, and definitely let John Wodetsky, the pastor there, know that Dave Chu and GCAM Network recommended it to you as well. So, I honestly knew that there was a reason why God wanted me back. And it's incredible to see how he has been using us, even with a small church as we are, but we're staying firm to the gospel and continually trusting that God is doing something. And we really have a leadership that's really protecting us. And I'm so glad they are. This is so vital for us to have a church that really takes that seriously. I'm going to allude to that later on. Connecting with people who actually have been encouraged by my story worldwide. A couple weeks ago, I think it was actually a couple months ago, I received a call from a woman from Canada who was able to set some boundaries. Now, I'm not going to get into detail on what that was about, but in essence, my story evidently played a special role in her life. And to hear that from someone from a different country really encouraged me, because it demonstrates that somebody out there is being encouraged. Somebody out there is being convicted. Somebody out there is finding hope. And it's so important that we think about those wonderful things. And finally, reconnecting with people who have been an encouragement to me. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I really want to encourage people to call each other. Because who knows? You could actually be an encouragement to somebody, especially when it comes to this whole pandemic. I'll tell you, I got two calls for the past few weeks from people that I have had restored friendships with, and it's incredible. I'll start with just this past week, my friends and siblings, Joe and Sylvie Mendez, who have been very active in their new church home since mid last year. It's incredible to see how God has worked through them, and it always encourages me when they reach out and say, "Hey, we know somebody who has the same difference as you do. Would you like to encourage them?" Yeah, absolutely. A couple weeks prior, I had that same phone call from another friend and brother of mine who also at one point served as my young adults pastor from Valley Bible Church, Jason Moog. I'd never gotten a call from Jason Moog out of the blue. Let me be candid. If I ever got a call from Jason Moog, it would be him returning my call, or mostly text. This was the first time I got a call from him. Same request. You see, there is truly a reason why God wants me to continue to do what I'm doing, which is to minister to people who struggle with Asperger's, even with the struggle that I'm going through right now, not only with my autism, and not only with my singleness, but also with a little bit of depression right now. There's truly a reason why God wants me to continue to do what I'm doing, even in the midst of it all. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have to be honest about how I feel. If I'm not being honest with you guys, I am causing an incredible disservice to all of you as subscribers. Under no circumstances am I permitted to withhold certain things that I'm struggling with, unless it's necessary. There are certain things that I only share in my Celebrate Recovery group. And there are other times where I would share here. Very rarely would I share about a struggle that's going on. My struggle with depression is one of those things. But I'm very grateful that I have brothers and sisters in Christ who understand, who've been there, and continue to walk with me on this journey. Now, to that end, I'd like to turn to Romans chapter 12. Our passage tonight comes from that passage. Turn your Bibles there. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, can I be honest with you? That's not easy to do. It certainly has not been easy with me these past few weeks. I'm not going to get into detail, but I've encountered a lot of conflicts these past few weeks. But yet, even in those conflicts, God has been teaching me, "Dave, you did not respond well. You did not handle the situation well. You need to let me do my job. I'm going to take care of this. Now, of course, those were not his exact words, because he doesn't talk to us through our heads audibly. He speaks to us through his word. And as I mentioned earlier, his exact words were Romans 12:19. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. You know how hard it is to let him do that? It's hard. We want to do things our way. Our way or the highway. It's not how it works. For those of you involved in Celebrate Recovery, you would know that Principle 3 would teach us to consciously choose to commit our lives and our wills to Christ's care and control. We also have to realize we're not God, and that we acknowledge the fact that we are unable to prevent ourselves from doing the wrong thing. Our lives are unmanageable. In Reformed theology, that's called total depravity. There have even been some loss of friendships on Facebook. Ever since I changed churches and started standing firm to sound doctrine, a lot of people on my Facebook were not happy about it. And they were like, you're being unloving. That's not a sin. And I'm like, show me in scripture where it is. They couldn't answer it, and they got off. Now, some people will say things like, you know what? If you don't like what I post, you can just delete me on Facebook. There is a reason why I don't say that on my Facebook. Because number one, I think it's childish. And number two, that doesn't show a proper example of who Christ is when I say things like that. I just don't say anything. If people don't like what I post, I'm going to let them decide. I'm not going to tell them to get rid of me on my Facebook. And I know I've seen some people who say, if you don't agree with me, get me off. You can take me off your Facebook. I don't do that. I really don't see a need to do that. I think it's childish. I really do. In fact, I actually see people removing me from their Facebooks as a form of pruning. I really believe that God is doing a lot of pruning in my life. And he'll do the same in your life too. He's not going to stop pruning you. Or, as the skit guys would always do, chisel. He's not going to stop chiseling you. He's not going to stop pruning you. He's going to continue to work through you. And I understand that a lot of you don't think I'm being very loving by standing for sound doctrine, that I'm being unloving. You're not saying what we feel is right, Dave. Anything that I say that makes you feel good better be in line with truth. If it's not, I'm lying to you. That is not okay for me to do. This was hard, hashtag solid truth for me to hold on to, but I have to address it. God's love is different than the world's view of love. God's love is different than the world's view of love. You see what the world's view of love is. Accept people who live a lifestyle that you may not like or may not agree with, or why do you have to be so judgmental about this group because they live the life that they want? You know something? We love people because Christ first loved us, and at times it's going to require tough love. And you may not like it, but that's the way it is. It took me a long time to really understand that. To not tell you guys the truth would be to lie to you. And that is not what we as believers are called to do.
Hey guys, we're out of time for today, but we will continue this message next week. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!